There she is. We have everyone now, Sue.
All right, we will go ahead and get started. It's November 17th, and it's our, really, it's a special session of the board under the timing that when we normally have the customer relations meeting. So I don't know if I should have kicked that off or if Diane should have, now that I say that.
It's your meeting.
Okay. So, Ted?
Very good, Sue. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all the members of the board who made themselves available today on fairly short notice. Do appreciate your time and attention, but thought it would be prudent for us to take this time to review some of the progress that has been made on the regional discussions and potentially get some board feedback and maybe even discuss a little bit of strategy about how to move forward with the discussion. So what I would like to do here, first of all, is just share a little bit of an overview of where we are and then see what level of discussion the board would like to entertain beyond that. But to start out with, I would just like to note that the small group that we've been meeting with, Urbandale, West Des Moines, and Des Moines Waterworks has met 10 times thus far, including a meeting yesterday with Spear Financial and Aller and Cooney to talk about bonding and the bond considerations. We have three additional meetings planned, and we are making what I think is meaningful progress on the important topics here. And so that's what we wanted to share with the board today. We're planning or trying to schedule an update meeting, a virtual meeting for the larger regional group to let them know what progress we have made in mid-December and share with them some of the general direction we're heading on the topics that we're going to talk about today. It feels to me like we are starting to pretty well define our paths or our lanes, if you will, from the perspective of the three utilities who are working on this together. And it's time for us to start aligning those paths and deciding what the path of the single path forward is going to be as we move towards regionalization. And what we need today, I believe, is perspective from the board on where we might want to land with some of those things, what our boundaries are in terms of negotiation, how that might move forward. And that would be the primary topic if we do decide to go into closed session today. So from the perspective of what we've talked about, first and foremost, the thing we've spent the most time on is the topic of asset transfer. Obviously, that's very central to what we're trying to do here. And there are four or five, maybe even six considerations that fall underneath that asset transfer heading. First and foremost, the first thing we talked about was depreciation schedules and the fact that Des Moines Waterworks depreciation schedule and West Des Moines Waterworks depreciation schedule differ. Des Moines Waterworks has evaluated shortening our depreciation lives or our useful lives and the impact that that might have on our net remaining book value and the value to our customers going into this thing. West Des Moines has evaluated lengthening or extending their useful lives and the impact that that might have on their net book value. That's something we could get into, talk about, discuss potential alignment there. Cost of water is another area that we've made some progress. There was a question about what the cost of water would be based on, the cost of water being sold to the regional entity by the producers, I think is specifically what we're talking about here. Des Moines Waterworks has taken some time to document our cost allocation methodology so that everyone understands what is in that cost of water or what we would intend to include. West Des Moines Waterworks has taken a stab at drafting a cost allocation methodology that they would use, given that they really haven't had to do that before, not having regional customers prior to now. Bonding is another area where there were any number of questions associated with bond, whether it be existing debt and how it can be retired, whether assets can be transferred before it's retired, debt that may need to be issued between now and the time assets are transferred and after assets are transferred. We did have a good meeting yesterday with Spear Financial and Allers, talked through a number of those questions. I would say just generally the feedback was good. One important note was that they felt there would need to be a small legislative change in Chapter 28F of the Iowa Code to allow us to do what we're talking about doing. We could talk more about that and how that might transpire. Also, the timing of asset transfer has been a consideration. That particular topic needs further discussion based on the bonding considerations that we just covered yesterday. We really haven't delved into that very deeply yet. And then operating agreements is another important consideration specifically related to asset transfer and the entities who would transfer those assets. And I think I can say, just generally speaking, that a longer term is preferred by both Des Moines Waterworks and West Des Moines Waterworks, but we can get into more detail on that as well. So that's the asset transfer conversation. That's taken several meetings and quite a little bit of work on the staff's perspective to put that information together and share it. We also have talked about growth and who pays for growth. As you all know, in our initial proposal, the term sheet, we proposed that growth pay for growth. And as a counter to that, West Des Moines Waterworks has provided a proposal fairly recently that they refer to as benefit pays for benefit. And it is loosely based on what the WRA has done in its history, something we could get into more detail about and what that means for Des Moines Waterworks and how we might want to move that forward. We've also talked about governance. As you know, we talked a lot about governance the last time we met to provide an update on the regional meeting, so I won't spend a lot of time on that unless there are questions. And then the last thing that I think we may want to talk about is FCS analysis. I shared with the board recently that, you know, FCS has done quite a little bit of analysis for us. I envision that as we work through the differing perspectives or the positions on each of these issues and we begin to align those, that we are going to need to have FCS analyze those alignments and put those into the model and determine how they impact Des Moines Waterworks and other participants in the process. And so I want to talk a little bit, or hope we can talk a little bit, about the potential for FCS to do some additional analysis for us, or someone to do some additional analysis for us going forward. So that's a kind of a quick overview. I'm obviously not providing a lot of detail, and I would be happy to entertain any questions or comments. I don't know, Diane, Sue, Amy, you've been in all these meetings too. Are there things you'd like to add to that high level overview?
I think the only thing that I would say would be that we have kept it close, and we have the three entities in the smaller group have agreed that we will take things back to our boards to discuss in detail, but that we will not go out to the broader group until everybody is comfortable with what we're doing, which is why I think we will, part of why we'll be talking about a closed session today to further discuss in detail where we are.
And I think it will be clear when we have that broader meeting and we share with everyone what we have been discussing, that they really are not items that those that do not have assets or have considered water plants would, you know, need to be involved in. So I think everyone will see just how detailed and in the weeds we have been.
And finally, I would say that we have not piecemealed this out because we think that the parts of these are interdependent. And I think that Ted talking about we'll need some modeling and some assistance in determining where we are in the negotiations and how it impacts us. We'll need to take place, and we would really like to be able to bring it out as a whole.
Talk to me a little bit about the strategy. There's this meeting trying to be scheduled with all of the potential partners in December. What happens at that meeting?
We're working on the agenda for that now, but the intent would be not to share documents, but to give a broad brush overview of some of the elements that we have looked into, such as bonding, such as growth pays for growth, asset transfer, all of those elements, again, so they can see that, you know, we haven't, well, maybe even governance, but so that they can see that we haven't been talking about, you know, minor detailed things, but rather fundamental things. And I think we all know if the three of us are not in, it completely changes how and if we move ahead on regionalization. And to go much beyond that, I think gets into strategy, which would be closed session. But I think there's a lot more there, Graham, that we'd like to share with the board.
Okay, I get that. But I'm just trying to get my head around. So this meeting in December is kind of an update, an overview update, if you will, for those other partners. And then when would we anticipate actually sharing details with that larger group and with the community?
I think soon after, as we start to identify and come to an agreement as our boards, you know, as we take it forward to our boards and our boards approve it, I think at that point, once we know that we have something of substance that will work, that is agreeable.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Sue. I think, Graham, that at least from my perspective, as we kind of unwrap these detailed questions about bonding and asset transfer and growth, which are really kind of the bigger issues, we start to come to the realization that, you know what, there probably is a path here. This probably can work. And I think that's an important message to deliver to that group, because they're all curious, is this going to happen or not? They haven't really heard very much recently. And I think that's an important thing that we can, you know, we can give them that sort of directional message that we think it's going to work, but we still have to align our paths and figure out, you know, how all these pieces can fit together so that it's fair and equitable for our customers. Honestly, I think that, you know, through the next month or two, we can come to that conclusion definitively. That's the hope. And then I think it's going to take some time after the first of the year to get the details worked out so that they can be shared. So in answer to your question, I think it's going to be after the first of the year that we share more details with them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Sue is right when, or maybe it was Ted who said this, I can't remember, but a lot of this involves asset transfer, and that's primarily us and West Des Moines. So understanding those pieces and being able to explain where we went with it, I think is really important. And I want to go back to what I've said all along about this, and about we want one region. And if people look at this and they're not able to say, yeah, this looks fair to my constituency, then they're not going to be in there. They're not going to be a part of it. And so I think that's the parameters that we've been working with, that everybody has to be able to look at this and understand how it's put together, because it's going to, there's going to be a step in this, which is taking it out and explaining it to the public. And everybody needs to be able to do that from their perspective. So we keep that in mind as we have our discussions.
I understand that these are kind of the hot ticket topics that you've laid out, but having that December meeting, are there any outstanding issues that these other entities are going to still have major questions with that we haven't discussed that we are aware of?
I'm confident that there are other questions that the communities will have. You know, we had asked them for their questions about our proposal some time ago, and they did give us a list of questions, and there are still some things on there related to the cost of buy-in and third-party fiduciaries, and you know, you'll remember some of those topics of discussion. You know, I really feel like these things that we have here are the meat and potatoes of the discussion, and those are sort of second tier.
Sure.
Somebody else, if you have something specifically in mind, can react to that, but.
No, I'm just curious because these are the meat and potatoes for us and those other two entities that have water treatment plants. So getting to the solution to them for the three of us is worthwhile and important, but they're not necessarily as impactful for the other entities, except for maybe growth paying for growth. So are these other entities come our December meeting going to be like, well, that's great to hear this update on how you all have moved the ball along for you guys, but here are the questions that we still had that haven't been explored or tackled at all?
I think that the governance and the growth issue are the issues that impact everybody. And I've been thinking, and maybe others can help me, what other outstanding issues would be beyond those two.
Diane, I have the document that we assembled in response to the term sheet here in front of me, and I can just very quickly go through that list. Asset transfer was the first topic, depreciation, outside fiduciary, growth, who pays for growth, board composition, how we handle peak demand, and how we rate that. The upfront capital contribution to get the entity starting. And then there were some sort of one-offs, varying production cost, operating contract, rate of return, fixed versus variable cost, rates, and input on budgeting. That was the list that we got back from them. You know, I don't know that we can hold them to only having questions on those items, but that was the list that they provided. And I think,
Ted, I think some of those things would be decided by a regional board once we were formed.
Agreed. Many of them are fold into the discussions that we've already had too.
Yeah. Right.
Andrea, I think that's a great question though, what you're bringing up. And where I think the big question is will West Des Moines and Waukee want to be part of this regional entity? And I think that's the looming question that everyone, all the smaller entities have had, because that starts to change things. If they go their own way, others may go their own way as well, or, you know, join forces with them. So I think the big question is, can Des Moines Water Works and West Des Moines Water Works that have primarily the assets that would be involved come together, and can we form this regional entity? That's the big question.
But I also think, I mean, Andrea raises a good point. We may have a blind spot, and I think that we can tell people if we've missed something, please bring it to our attention and we'll put forward some kind of proposal on it.
And like I said, it sounds like you guys have covered all the major topics. I just want to make sure that,
I mean, it's possible.
Smaller suburbs, like, great, thanks for answering all of your questions. Where are my answers? You know, I just want to make sure that we take everything into consideration.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And again, as we go into closed session, if we choose to do that, I think there are some individual things that we can point out that might be issues that we just want the board to be aware of. Not with those that have been meeting, but with some of the others.
I wanted to pick up on a thread of discussion that Graham started, and that's just related to kind of how we communicate this to the public and the media and our other customers. I know that it might feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves there when we still don't have any kind of agreement or framework, but I'm thinking if at the point where we're having a meeting with the broader customer base in December or whenever it is, I suspect a lot of this will, or some aspects of this will become public then, or at least it will become a public discussion point and might get some media coverage. So no specific question. I just kind of want to, you know, I think we should be thinking about how to, at that point, we're going to need to be ready to communicate this and need to know what our kind of communication strategy is.
Joel, agreed that as well as the legislative piece. If we are going to need to insert the word water utility into the 28F language, and that's been what we've thought all along. When we hired Paul Dre, he didn't specifically come out and say, yes, that's what you have to do, but he alluded to it and thought that it was a distinct possibility. Now we're hearing that section of code does not include regionalization of a water utility. So yes, I think even, so when do we, how do we approach, who do we approach? Should we have some kind of an agreement to go forward and have that added in this session?
Glad you followed up on that, because my ears perked up when I heard that we might need a legislative change. So I'd be curious to hear what the outlook for that is.
Well, and that's something that I think we can talk about not in closed session.
Yeah.
And that is, this goes back several years ago, you know, when Charles Schneider was in a chair position. And I think Gary Lorenz and Bob Antwig and Mayor Gear all had talked to their elected officials and said to them, there may very well be something that we need. And I know we had meetings at the Capitol with leadership talking about, you know, what we could need. And this, we alluded to this, but we didn't know yet, but we were just providing them with an update as to where we were on the discussion. So I think they would be, well, they will remember it for sure, but I think that is a situation where there may be some of our suburban mayors that would actually help us if that's something that needs to happen.
And it's my understanding, Joel, that what this statutory change would do would be authorize financing for a regional water entity. I think the language now, if somebody can help me, just goes to wastewater and doesn't go to a water utility. So it wouldn't require that we regionalize. It would just give the opportunity for the financing piece, because we would have to use a couple of sections of chapter 28 in order to get this done.
Yeah, I think this just goes to bonding authority.
Right.
And making it absolutely clear that bonding authority exists.
Yeah.
This is a matter where, in order to sell bonds, you have to get an opinion of bond counsel. And if bond counsel are saying they're not yet comfortable with 28F the way it's written, then you've got to get something added that makes them comfortable. Yeah.
I think it's important to remember that the last time we met with the broad group, the topic of that meeting, I believe, Ted, was the ball is in your court. I mean, we really asked them a question about whether they were interested in pursuing a regional concept. And, you know, we've never gotten that answer. And I'm hopeful that the next meeting, that's the answer. I think that's been the purpose of the meetings you've been holding with West Des Moines in particular, but Urbandale, to help them answer that question for us. And to me, that means that they, West Des Moines and others, are focused on pursuing this regional entity and putting their other endeavors aside, their, you know, pursuit of another plant. And so, you know, I hope that's that we, I only say that I hope we start this December meeting, if that's when it's held, with the broader group where we left off, and then lead into answering those questions. And then back to what Andrea is saying, I think the elephant in the room, Andrea, is how much is this going to cost? I mean, I think we at Des Moines Water Works, you know, if we're going to transfer these assets, we're still, you know, awaiting that number. And I realize we're not there yet. We're still figuring out how we're going to calculate that cost. But the elephant in the room is that there's a real cost. There's going to be a transfer, whether it's over time or initially, of dollars. It's going to be a costly endeavor for some of these communities to enter into this agreement. And we at Des Moines Water Works are going to be managing that money, whether it's in reduced rates or what have you, for our ratepayers for a long period of time. So, I mean, that's the question that I think those who have not been participating in this, in these other discussions, that's what they really are going to want to hear too. Yes, they're interested in governance, and yes, they're interested in all those other pieces, but the bottom line is they're going to be interested in how much is this going to cost.
I think you're exactly right, Graham. That's the bottom line, no pun intended. But when we met with them and told them the ball was in their court, you know, the result of that meeting was this list of questions that, you know, Andrea asked about, and I just kind of rattled off there very quickly. After all those months, we got the feedback that, no, wait, we have a lot of questions. The ball can't be in our court because we still have a lot of questions that we want you to answer. And so, you know, our intent was to work together and answer those questions. Well, then the pandemic hit, you know, literally a month later and put a stall on that. But we have been working very diligently, I think, over the last several months, since July, indeed, to answer the questions that they have that will allow us to come to the final conclusion of what is all this going to cost and how is it going to work and what does the model say. And I do believe we're making progress on that. And I feel like a path is starting to reveal itself, but there are questions that we need to discuss in terms of what are we willing to do, which path are we willing to take.
So is there an interest from the board in going into closed session as we begin to discuss strategy and some of the competitive natures of what would allow us to go into closed session?
Let me say that one thing that the board will want to keep in mind is that the discussion that's to be held in closed session has to do with the kind of proprietary position of the waterworks in terms of its negotiating posture and its negotiating strategies, as opposed to more general considerations about regionalization. And if you've got the agenda.
I have it.
There is a kind of a boilerplate thing that could be translated in a form of resolution. But I wanted to observe that the board is fully free to discuss all of the aspects of this in open session, except to the extent it feels it needs to go into closed session to kind of outline the negotiating posture and strategies to be followed to achieve the goal. Also, there is a backdrop of some existing litigation and threatened litigation. And to the extent that there is a desire to discuss strategy and those matters with counsel, that's an appropriate topic for closed session.
And answer your question, Sue, I don't know how to answer the question because I don't know what information that you have that you're interested in sharing with us. So I don't have any idea whether we should go into closed session.
Well, and I don't know if it's information that we'll share with you. I think that what Rick said is correct. We are in negotiating, looking at where those trade-offs are, starting to talk about that. And Sue and I would like to share those with the rest of the board so you can give us some idea of where you're willing to go and whether or not that's the approach that is being considered is something that's acceptable.
Yeah, we have said all along we will not negotiate for our board. That is not the role, but to bring information back. And now that there is some of that information, I think it's important that we get an idea of the sentiment of the board.
Yeah, we'd like a reaction too.
Again, I mean, we're going to have to, and I'm not, I'm just trying to get this, my head around what we're doing here. I mean, the big negotiation is going to be with all of the entities at the end.
Correct.
When we're discussing all of that stuff. This negotiation, I'm not sure what exactly we're negotiating with West Des Moines on at this point.
I don't think it's negotiation as much as strategy. You know, you have brought up how do we make other people aware of it. I'd like to know more the sentiment of the board on some of these issues that in the report that we received from FCS, we were given very clear recommendations. But that all of that would have to come back to this board regarding a decision. And so that's where we are.
So, you know, so I have some questions. Some I feel like could be asked openly. Some, I don't know, maybe you guys would not want me to ask them openly. These things that you have laid out, you know, especially under asset transfer.
Right.
Are those still being negotiated? Like the appreciation schedules, is that something worth having a conversation about? Or are we not at that point of negotiating? We're just presenting information in December.
You know, well, in December, I think we're simply presenting information. The depreciation schedules is an example of, you know, we're not negotiating yet. We are identifying the differences and laying out the paths. One of the things I want to talk about is what is our flexibility to negotiate in these meetings and to settle these questions. And depreciation schedules is a perfect example. We have used two different depreciation schedules. If we change ours, that has an impact on the remaining book value and, you know, the value of assets at the time of transfer. And is that something that we are willing to negotiate on in terms of depreciation schedule or the asset lives that we use? That's, you know, one of many interrelated pieces here. Mm-hmm. And we have identified the differences. We've done the analysis to determine how much difference it makes. In the documentation that I sent you, there's an email from Amy that kind of lays that out that I think we could have some conversation about. But I don't feel confident today that I can, or that the small group that's meeting with West Des Moines and Urbandale can have a negotiation with them about where that lands without some input from our board.
And Ted, if I could just add to that, and the other two entities felt the same. We all talked about how, as we start to get into these discussions, we need to go back to our boards, and both boards identified when they would actually be taking this back to their board for this kind of discussion. We just happen to have this time slot available. I think their meetings are really right up, leading right up to the date of when the broader meeting is going to be for all the entities. But they too felt like there were some things that their board needed to discuss. But we're not, I just wanted to make that clear. It's not just that we're saying, where are you? Everyone is saying, okay, let's pause a second. We've covered a lot of ground and let's go back and share this with our boards.
I do think we'll want to go into closed session here shortly to discuss, among other things, Ted's point. I do think we need to lay out some lines of authority for Ted and our members in those meetings so they can effectively negotiate or discuss whatever point we're at. I think that's a great point, Ted, that you need some more clear authority from us. I'd like to exhaust all the items that we can discuss in open session now. So I'm trying to think of what questions I have that are appropriate for that. I guess one is, can someone tell me a little bit more about the meeting in December, the nature of it, who will be involved? I assume not open to the public and media. I just kind of want to get an idea of what to expect will come from that. And I know that all might not be settled yet, but whatever you know.
Yeah, I
it would have to be an open meeting for starters.
Right. Joel. Right. I don't know that we have the flexibility to have that size and scope of a meeting that's not public. I don't know.
I think public's good.
We fully intended, I thought, for that to be public. And the other piece of it is, you know, there may be mayors involved, there may be city managers involved. I mean, when we say a larger group, our larger group included about 45 people. If you look at all of the entities, maybe someone from the city, including the manager, including the mayor, city council folks for some of the entities mm-hmm. were very interested. So I think it definitely, we fully intended for it to be a public meeting. And I will say too, part of the reason that we are feeling that we need to have this meeting is some of our larger customers, and I'll say Ankeny in particular, have been saying, we can understand that we haven't been at these meetings, we know you're having them, but in his conversation, and by his, I mean Mayor Lorenz, and I don't think he would mind us saying that, he's had conversations with some of the other regional mayors, and they're all very interested now. What are you talking about? Where are we? Is there a way we could come back together? So in sharing that information with West Des Moines and Urbandale, we all said, you know, we do need to share this. Let's not do it one-off with Urbandale telling Ankeny what they think, with us telling Ankeny what they think. Let's all come together and make sure that we're sharing the same information and that we're in agreement.
Joel, I would envision it very much like the ball is in your court meeting that Graham referenced just moments ago. That group, the open session talking discussion points that I just shared, I think would be a fairly representative outline, but we might also share any additional information that we have, anything that we've agreed on in the next month, places where we haven't come to agreement yet. Just kind of giving people a look behind the curtain at what's been going on for all these months and the work that we've been doing and helping them understand that we are beginning to see a path here and we do believe it's possible. I don't think we'll have all the answers by then. We won't be able to share all the details, but we can share that amount of information. And that's what I think they're craving, that, frankly.
If we're trying to exhaust all the questions that could be asked publicly without getting into strategic discussions, I was looking over this benefit pays for benefit information sheet. And I'm wondering if someone who's familiar with the conversations could summarize it better for me in the sense of what's the difference between benefit pays for benefit and growth pays for growth.
I think that those are the things, again, we have in the other entities that have been in the room, we have agreed not to take the details of these things outside the room before their boards have a chance. And they talked about doing theirs in closed session also. So I am hesitant to get into that kind of detail, because I think you have to get into the way it's put together and the strategy behind it too.
Well, then I have lots of questions around
those. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A close session.
Yep.
We did too. We had lots of questions.
Sorry. In the absence of other questions, should I make a motion?
Yeah.
I would move that we go into closed session under section 388.91 of the Code of Iowa to discuss marketing and pricing strategies and proprietary information that may impact its competitive position by public disclosure not required of potential or actual competitors related to ongoing negotiations over creating an integrated regional water authority. The Board of Waterworks Trustees may also hold a closed session under section 21.5C to discuss strategy with counsel and related matters that are presently in litigation or where litigation is imminent, where its disclosure would be likely to prejudice or disadvantage that body in litigation. Each of these topics should be discussed in closed session to avoid disclosure likely to prejudice or disadvantage the position of the Des Moines Water Works.
I will second it.
Roll call vote. Ashbrenner?
Yes.
Bolton?
Yes.
Gillette?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Munns?
Yes.
Very good.
So, Michelle, we're going to leave this meeting and log into the Teams meeting.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
And this meeting gets left open, but we just all depart, I think, is the procedure.
Correct.
I'm not hearing anything. There we go. No one was speaking, was why I wasn't hearing anything.
Quiet.
So Sue may or may not join us, and there's Diane.
Yeah, we know Andrea's gone and Sue won't be back probably.
Diane's back.
Yeah, I can do it. So we are returning to open meeting after closed session, and I would like to report we did not take action on any items during closed session, so we have nothing further to do in this meeting, and I
move.
Think you can. Thank you.
Move to adjournment.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.